Well, before I get on out of here, I'd like to leave you with one more, and that would be from one of my all-time favorites in any genre. I'm talking about the man from Littlefield, Texas, Waylon Jennings. This is a song that my buddy Shooter Jennings, Waylon's son, and one of the best people I ever met in this business, or just in life, is rolling out three albums of unreleased material by his daddy. The first one that they put out was a Fleetwood Mac song, Songbird, which he was a great songwriter, one of the greatest performers of all time. But another thing people don't tend to think about with Waylon is maybe one of the great musical interpreters. Anyway, that being said, when Shooter had shared this song with me, he said, man, you got to hear this. I think this one's really going to speak to you. It's called The Cowboy. And he sent it to me, and I thought, wow, you know, it's prime Waylon. I think it was probably cut and meant to be on the I've Always Been Crazy album. So, I mean, we're talking about prime mid-70s, late-70s Waylon Jennings. And I had thought he wrote it at first, I think was kind of the assumption. But then another one of my favorite Texans of all time, and maybe one of the purest country singers in the history of the genre, Johnny Rodriguez, it turned out, had actually written this song, The Cowboy, who, you know, passed not too far back, actually, and the family asked me to play the tribute show for him. And I just happened to be playing across the same parking lot there in Music Valley out there and on the east side of Nashville by the Gaylord Opry. And so I was able to both do my album release party show at the Nashville Palace and go over there and play the tribute to Johnny Rodriguez at the Troubadour. I just walked across the parking lot, same parking lot I'd been pitching a tent for a long time. But if this song, The Cowboy, ain't prime Waylon and shows you that the legends never die, I don't know what does.